You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Louis Sines, your host for Focus on Campus, and joining us today are Dr. Kathy Stout and also Pamela Cruz. And Pamela is a graduate student, and Dr. Stout, of course, is with the Political Science Department. We're here to talk about something that's happening tomorrow, Looking East, European and U.S.-Mexico Border Studies. Ladies, thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, let's start with you, Kathy. Tell us a little bit about this event, and this looks like it's very interesting because we're not just looking at U.S.-Mexico, but also East Europe.
Yes. We are going to be making a presentation on Saturday, September 13th, that does a couple of different things. It will talk about the way that people do border studies and talk about border studies in North America and in Europe, because the language they use is often very different. And I can elaborate more if you want. The second thing we will do is Pam and I have been doing research for about a year where we have been interviewing business people, the organizations that represent their interests, and local officials to ask them basically 61 questions on this long questionnaire that's being used in Canadian cities, European cities, and cities along the U.S.-Mexico border. And our particular focus is on the tensions between the trade agenda, the border trade agenda, which involves cooperation, and the border security agenda, which often poses obstacles to business people and delays that they experience at the border. So Pam and I have been doing these interviews since last summer and going to a lot of events. And so we have some interesting analysis about themes that came up in all of these in-depth, long interviews that we did on both sides of the border with the help of some students at OACJ.
As I mentioned, joining us also is Pam Cruz, and Pam is a graduate student and been helping Dr. Stout put all this together. Pam, as far as the questions go, as Dr. Stout mentioned, 61 questions that you had to go out and ask. Tell us a little bit about the questions. It must have been difficult to first narrow it down to 61 questions and figure out what are we going to ask, what do we need to know from these people?
Well, there were different sections in the interview that we thought first would be cross-border mobility and border exposure. You know, how many times they cross, how do they cross, then how their profession, because most of the people that we interviewed were key cross-border governance actors. So how do they challenge themselves every day to cross-border governance activities? And then third, what are the challenges and obstacles that they face every day? Also, there was a section about the future of the border, how they see the border in the future. And so I think those 61 questions really encompassed what we were trying to find out here at the border area.
Pam, a lot of people here on the border, there have been a lot of conferences held. Congressman O'Rourke has hosted conferences. One of the concerns that comes up a lot of times is the economy and the safety.
Well, one of the major things that we, that Dr. Stout and I saw in the interviews were that people would say they just don't get us. So the whole getting it was a big theme.
And by the way, the word they refers to people in Washington, D.C. and in Mexico City who make the policies about the border but don't really understand the border and the potentials here. In other words, they don't get it.
And these actors, they kept saying the whole getting it. So Dr. Stout and I wanted to find out who were the actors, the main actors that either facilitated or obstructed this type of cooperation that we have here that is very unique to the borderland area.
Kathy, you've done a lot of studies, you've written books, and as you mentioned, the people in Washington and the people in Mexico City, and this is also goes a lot to the correspondents from out of town, journalists, parachute journalists. They come in for an event, drop in, and then they leave, and there's this headline there, but they never follow up to clear up the fact that it's not as bad or as sensational as you think it is. We had somebody recently, one of the authors that we spoke to, talking about the fact that it is such a violent city, Juarez and El Paso. And of course, El Paso is one of the safest cities, but people automatically assume that it's not safe to be here.
Right, right. No, this is an ongoing frustration. And it's not only journalists who sometimes act in reckless and irresponsible ways. They do stories, they create these grim narratives of the border, and then they leave and we have to cope with it. But there are also some political people, especially around election time, that literally demonize the border. And they call for troops on the border. They call for, they say that terrorists are just across the border waiting. I mean, we've seen a little bit of that in recent years. And we have to live with that. And I saw a very interesting article in the Rio Grande Guardian just yesterday where the McAllen Chamber of Commerce had talked about how the state ought to compensate border communities for the damage they do with the reckless political rhetoric that they do just around election season. In between election season, hopefully they realize how important the trade is between Texas and Mexico. Texas is one of the states that benefits the most with over $80 billion of exports to Mexico. A lot of jobs are created in Texas because we have Mexico as a next-door neighbor. And a lot of the politicians don't seem to realize that or don't incorporate it in their rhetoric. It was very interesting for me a couple of months ago when in Santa Teresa, New Mexico, the new truck rail line was set up. And I saw the governor of the state of Chihuahua and the governor of the state of New Mexico, who, of course, is Susana Martinez, who is an El Pasoan. And they get it, to use the language of our study. They were able to build coalitions among a variety of stakeholders at the federal, state, and local levels to work with the private sector to create a tremendous number of jobs. But the jobs are in Santa Teresa, and we need to be doing more of that here, I would think some business people might conclude.
So tomorrow, when people attend this conference, what can they expect as far as getting out of the conference? What do you want to accomplish?
Well, for me, I want people to understand that although we love this U.S.-Mexico border region, we are not the center of the world. There are hundreds of borders around the world, and we have gone to conferences where we hear people talking about that and hear the way they talk about those borders. The second thing is we want to have them understand and pick up on a lot of the themes that we learned during our research. So we hope that people from the community and people from the business sector will come and think about where to take this information and what are some next steps to take. And then I also want to introduce a new partnership that we're developing with the European University Viadrina, which is on the German-Polish border. And that's why the title of this event is called Looking East. The title is there because our university and that university, which is funded by the European Union and which emphasizes border cooperation and having students from both sides of the border, we are developing a partnership with them. And this fall, there is a history student, a doctoral student, who is going to be going there for a semester. And we are thrilled about that. And he's going to be there as well and just wave his hand and say, hey, this is exciting.
Pam, tell us about, as Kathy mentioned, what some of the goals are and what some of the things that are going to happen tomorrow. In addition to the conference itself, you're going to have people there who will be responding to some of the questions and some of the issues that have been brought up, including Cindy Ramos-Davidson, who is the CEO of the El Paso Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, and, of course, Dr. Tony Kruszewski, professor of political science, who has been around and knows a lot and has seen many changes in the U.S.-Mexico border and also Eastern Europe.
So what I hope that people get out of this conference or this event is that I hope that they understand that there's people who are analyzing cross-border governance issues, and that we understand that sometimes the portrayal that either politicians or media puts on the border, it doesn't correspond to reality, because there's a lot of actors that are working every day for cooperation and collaboration in our border region.
Is this open strictly to business people, or who can
attend? This is open to the public. We have sent out invitations. I know that some students will be there, particularly my students in the Border Politics Seminar. I think that some students who study research methods will be there also. But it is open to the public. It's free. And we even have coffee, cookies, and some fruit to share with people. So we realize it's a Saturday morning event, and we want to make it pleasant, and we want to make it informative, and also make it an opportunity for networking for people across institutional borders, i.e. the university, the community, business people, social science types, etc.
You mentioned the fact that sometimes they don't get it, being the people in D.C. and D.F. A couple of days ago, our president was on television, and he spoke about what's going on in with ISIS and in Syria and in northern Iraq. And some people are concerned about that because of the U.S.-Mexico border and the fact that is ISIS going to infiltrate the U.S.-Mexico border by coming in? And as you've mentioned before, fear is something that you don't want to put in the American and Mexican citizens.
Mm-hmm. I think that the people who read those reports ought to look at the websites that generate the reports and see the kind of evidence, the lack of evidence that may exist about some of those reports. I mean, a few years ago, it was Libya and Libyans coming across the border, and I don't think we saw any Libyan terrorists here at the border. So let's be careful. But let's also be a little cynical and critical about messaging, especially around election time.
Pam, as Dr. Stout mentioned, midterm elections are just around the corner. So a lot of the politicians, even though they may not get it, they do get the fact that the voters are going to the polls. So they don't want to stir up any controversy or be involved in anything that might keep the voter away from pushing that slot.
Yes, and especially these events are crucial because they show that there's not only politicians, but there's also academics who know about the situation and want to inform the general readers.
Now, this event takes place tomorrow, and it's 10 o'clock. It goes till 11:30. Kathy, do people need to call a specific number, or can they just show up?
No, they can just show up. It's going to be in the Blumberg Auditorium, the first floor of the UTEP Library. Parking is tough during the week. I can acknowledge that. But on Saturdays and Sundays, it's much easier to get on campus and find parking spaces. And there are no checkpoints, as I recall, to pass through with a parking permit. So we welcome people. We hope they come a little bit early so that they can, talk and network and get some coffee.
Thank you very much for being with us here today. We've been visiting with Dr. Kathy Stout, professor from the Political Science Department. Also, Pam Cruz, one of the graduate students behind Looking East, European and U.S.-Mexico Border Studies. And that will be taking place tomorrow at Bloomberg Auditorium, UTEP Library, at 10 o'clock and goes till 11:30. Thank you very much for being with us here today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer, Norma Martinez. Our producer is Dennis Wu. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sainz.